A man riding a unicycle, a masked couple on stilts, and a jazz ensemble. These were just a few of the sights at last night's Croagh Street Masquerade. On Saturday night, Abby Ellis, who lives across the street from the tunnel, decided to check out the event.
The people that are attending the party don't seem to be residents of our neighborhood. It's just like people that come and think, oh, look at your cool graffiti and your cool tunnel, like we're some sort of novelty. And I find it a little bit insulting.
She also doesn't get the appeal of a $100 ticket to hang out in a tunnel.
I mean, we love our tunnel, but it's not someplace we want to have a party in.
Randall Fox is the event organizer. He says he got the idea after seeing a Facebook photo of a party in Paris. Fox says he's gotten a lot of criticism, but has been open.
I have given myself available to anyone who's wanted to ask me a question. I mean, my phone number, my private phone number is on the internet, so it's my email address, and very few people have reached out to me.
Fox says money from the event will go to support local artists. This past Thursday, a group of artists painted over the tunnel's graffiti as an act of protest. But Fox says not everyone is against the masquerade.
I was in Home Depot last night, actually, and there were like 10 people in there. I'm like, we're going to paint Croagh Tunnel. I'm like, you're kidding. Let me pay for your paint. And they're excited. They see this as a fresh canvas.
A guy who couldn't wait to paint Croagh Tunnel is an artist named Cy. An hour before the masquerade, he was adding his tag to the wall. Cy's been a resident for years, but says he's not choosing sides.
And I'm just kind of putting a stamp of culture back on that which has been a piece of Atlanta's culture for so long.
Other local artists had added their work back onto the tunnel walls in the hours before the event. For WABE News, I'm Candace Wheeler.